Welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 304. Take two.
Hi.
My name is Christopher Keo, and I'm here with Jeff Chorney.
What up? Again.
Again. And Jason A. Stryker is, again, out of the office, per se. Actually, he's in the office right now, probably, setting up for Extra Life at Game Informer. So joining us is Mr. Nabashin.
The one and only.
Mr. Brian Jackson. How you doing, Brian?
Children of the night.
It's Halloween, guys.
It is Halloween.
It is Halloween.
Today we are going to talk about whether or not day one patches for hardware are big deals.
Very relevant for Halloween.
Apparently.
We could have done like a scary games thing or something, but we probably never thought of that.
No, we haven't. Actually, that would have been a good one.
Yeah, well, next year.
Favorite scary game. That's going to be a question of the week for November. What's your favorite game to play during Thanksgiving?
There you go.
Cause that makes sense. Before that, we're going to do distractions and news, and afterwards we'll do new releases, listener email, and possibly a new question of the week. We'll figure that out when we get there. But for now, Brian, what's up, dude?
Hey, man, work has been like crazy for the last month. In case you didn't know.
Keeping busy.
In case you didn't know. I mean, it's not like I already said this or something. But
I feel like I haven't heard this part.
Yeah. But basically, for people who don't know, I work at Food Lion at the deli person. Cut your meat. I
don't cut my meat.
Chicken.
Fuck that.
No. I make chickens, cause I'm black apparently. And we also do like,
what's this apparently thing?
we roast chickens and, make cakes, stuff like that, for a normal bakery, deli bakery, area. And I've been put in charge for like the last month or so, not really on purpose, per se. My assistant manager left for, a month ago just to be on vacation. And then my actual manager, had an injury at work where her arm couldn't work. So, she busted her shoulder or something, but people say she just went out for workman's comp.
So you accidentally got put in charge?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's a scary thought, man.
It's kind of the same thing how we found Nabashin today. It was like short notice. We went all the way down the list, like, fine, I guess we'll get him on. And everyone at his work left. And
yeah,
like,
so Captain Harlock, if you're fourth string, you know, just saying. No, I'm totally kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Well, yeah, it's just been a hellish month. Feasers broke. And people like everybody came in, we all did our best. For what our managers say, like, yeah, you did a good job, but you know, things are complete mess. Like, you're under ordered or over ordered stuff. So, like, the back freezer, that we put our stuff in because our freezer broke, is like completely full. It's like a nightmare just to go through everything. And like, there's like five boxes open the same shit because we can't find anything. It's just been a nightmare for like the past month, but luckily, my boss lady and, my assistant manager just came back this week, so everything's going smooth now. The freezers are at my freezer is actually going to get fixed by the time I get to work tomorrow. So hopefully I'm not the person who has to put the stuff back into our freezer. But other than that, yes, work's been hell, but I went through it and got a lot of money for it.
Hey, there you go.
Good.
Yeah.
And all that money, now you can buy your PS4.
Yeah, that PS4 that I'm not buying, unfortunately. It's a couple of things. Like, it's around Thanksgiving. I have to see my family. I haven't seen them in like a good while since my car's been gone.
Dude, video chat. There you go.
Yeah, like I could barely get my mom on Skype on her iPhone. But yeah, that's one thing. But yeah, it's literally been forever. I miss my nephew. My niece and my other nephew is going to be there, hopefully for Thanksgiving. So it'll be a good, like, a little family romp and, you know, that'll be great times. But yeah, I'm not getting the PS4 anymore. At least not at launch. Not too much of a surprise because, you know, Watch Dogs got delayed. Not that it was like the system seller. Is not like something I was like super looking forward to, but it was the game that was like, hey,
you don't really play Killzone, right? So,
Oh no, I don't play first person shooters at all.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't either. So I'm still doing.
Yeah, I'm like in the same rank of Chris. Like, yeah, we enjoy our BioShock Infinite, but we're not going to play like Call of Duty or Battlefield type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, truth. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. Other than that, try and be more social of a person. I've been talking to this lady.
You put it in her butt. Okay.
Got. I'm trying to. you have to pee in the butt first before you put it in there. But I got the numbers. I got the digits. And like it's just been like a weird type of thing just getting in contact with her because like my phone's off for various reasons I'm not gonna get into. But my phone's been off, so I had to go to Verizon to get a new phone. So it's complicated, but I got her number.
Shit.
I'm totally gonna call her. I've been trying to call her on Skype, but for some reason she can't hear me from the other end. So it's like kind of like a whole like silence thing. I'm hearing her say hello, hello, and I'm like, oh shit, this is going really bad. I'm about to blow this. So I just hang up on her. So that's terrible. But yeah, I'm doing new things. I'm exploring this life of mine in Maryland. So yeah, that's my life now. And yeah, other than trying to pay back my student loans, I'm eventually trying to go to college, but go back to college, I should say. But we'll see how that turns out.
That is definitely something that is worth doing.
Yep. But yeah, that's my life now.
All right. Cool. Jeff, what's up, dude?
Hey, not much. Last week's been kind of low key. Friday got home. Tanya and her friend went to go see Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's something they do like every year for Halloween. So I had the night to myself and I pretty much just played video games all night. So that was fun. And Saturday we just kind of chilled and I did the same thing, really. And, basketball season started. Woohoo. Started a couple nights ago and.
Didn't basketball season just end?
No, it ended in June. Yeah, something
okay,
like that.
Okay, so
yeah,
yes. No, I'm June, just kidding.
Around there. And then myself and some other people from like Retroid and stuff, we started a very basic fantasy basketball league where we basically just drafted our players last night or the night before.
Cool.
And once we draft them, all we have to do is set up our lineups we want every week, and then other than that, there's no trading, no waivers. So a lot of people be like, well, that's a boring fantasy league. Yes, but it's also not going to make it so I'm thinking about it nonstop while at work and everywhere, checking waivers, seeing if guys are injured. I'm just going to be like, whatever. It's just bragging rights. No prizes.
Have you ever done fantasy before with this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, okay. Because I'll be honest with you, this is my first time doing the fantasy football thing, and I really haven't been doing that. It's like, I will check.
And you'll probably lose.
Well, I lost a lot. So there are 8 games so far, and I actually had a lot of bad luck at first. But I've won my last 3 games, and this week I'm probably going to lose because all my guys are on bye. Like, all my good players have a bye this week.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, outside of that, it's like, I do spend a little bit of time checking, you know, for waivers and things like that and looking at players to grab. But, it really doesn't take a whole lot of time out of my normal day. You know,
it all depends
maybe
on
like
how much
5,
you
want to
win. Like people who like really want to, like, I know people that take it like seriously and they're like adjusting their laps constantly. Like they might end up winning it at the end, but if they don't, then it's, I don't know. When I was part of it, I was just obsessed with it for like the first 2 months. I'm like, I can't do this. This is ridiculous. Like at work, I'd be out for dinner out somewhere and I'd be like checking what my stats were and how players were doing. And I'm like, this is dumb.
Oh, I guess that.
Like,
okay.
I'd rather just enjoy the sport. It made watching basketball not as fun.
And I 100% agree with that. As a matter of fact, I think I'm at the point where I don't think I'm going to do fantasy football again because it makes Sundays frustrating. But
exactly.
I guess that's also, that's also the thing that's a little easier about fantasy football because fantasy football, the only time there's only 16 games, 17 weeks, right? Or well, actually it's 13 technically the way they do it. So I don't have to check it every day.
Yeah,
you know?
There's 82 games in a basketball.
Yeah, so that's probably a lot harder to do. But yeah, okay, so yeah, I could definitely see where that would be a pain in the butt. But what if your guys get injured or something like that? I mean, you have no waivers.
You draft like your starters and you get 3 utility players and then you get a bench. So you have 3 players on your bench. So if like someone gets injured, I can sub in one of my bench players like that week or whatever. Now, if like 3 people get injured or more than that, then we're just kind of fucked, but at least everyone's in the same boat, so.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting at, so. Yeah, it's like, so this week in my fantasy football league, I've got like literally, I think 4 or 5 players on bye, including my starting quarterback, my defense, and, you know, several, like, and like the number 1 wide receiver in the game. are all on bye right now. So it's like, okay, well, I'm going to lose this week. So, you just kind of accept it and move on. But, yeah. Okay. Well, that's cool. You know, it makes it easier to just let it happen. Just leave it alone. Set your lineup and be done.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We'll just trash talk each other on Twitter and stuff. And then, yeah. That's it. What about you?
Not a whole lot. A lot of work. You know, work's been really, really busy. But, made a lot of progress, today with some things. So that was good. We have, you know, I have my, you know, first year we have, 4 reviews. So I have my second review coming up. I got vacation coming up next week. So really excited about, looking forward to that. Today was Halloween, as Navishin mentioned earlier. So got to go trick or treating with the kids. And, you know, Liam is right now at that age where he really understands what's going on. You know, he's 3.5 years old and he was walking up to the doors and knocking on the doors and the people would answer it, and he'd just get really excited and say, trick or treat. And, you know, he would grab one piece of candy and put it in his bucket and then he'd say thank you and he'd walk off. And, you know, he was just really, really good. And it was a really fun experience. So I'm glad that I got to do that. But, yeah, outside of that, trying to think. I think this weekend we're going to go try and see a movie. Hopefully Gravity, if it's still in theaters. I really want to see that.
I'm sure it's still in theaters.
Yeah, I think it is too.
I think it's really popular.
So we're going to try and see that this weekend, before we go on vacation. And then next week we're on vacation. So there you go.
Awesome.
But, it should be fun. Let's talk about some games though. Navishin, why don't you start us off?
Sure. Man, what have I been playing? I've been playing more Disgaea D2. I don't really need to go into that because, you guys aren't really interested in it, but, it's like a strategy type of game, kind of like Final Fantasy Tactics. A little bit more animeified. I've just been a fan of the series since the PSP one that came
Is this a sub franchise of Disgaea?
No.
Okay.
Like with every Disgaea release, it's kind of like Final Fantasy, like a new person, new world type of stuff. But usually they always like make references to like the first game, like the first game's characters, the Harl and the Blown. This is actually going back to like that first game and making a sequel to it, kind of like a Final Fantasy 13-2, I guess you could say.
Okay.
But of the very first Disgaea game. And, it's awesome. I fucking love it because, I do love all of the Disgaea games that I've played, but, it's always the first one that I always say is the best just because the characters were the best and, the story was the best. And just having them back and just, having their, you know, their personalities and mannerisms, it's like, going through like, the levels and stuff like that. It's just really great. And like, I just love playing that. And like, just hearing the Harl's laugh, it's just really fun. I've been enjoying that, like, seriously. I still have to like write a review for that. So, I said this before, but, yeah, it'll be my first review. So, I'm gonna try my damnedest to like, put some stuff into it because like recently I've been doing a lot of stuff with Irrational Passions. Hey, that's where I'm from, guys, in case you don't know. We've been doing monthly articles called Monthly Passions, kind of what I ripped off from the Monthly Distractions. I kind of ripped that off. I don't even remember if you guys remember doing that.
You mean the one game, like the good old distraction?
Yeah, like the distraction of the month you guys talk about. Oh, yeah, like, cause this was like 5 years ago, like this, like Darksiders was the best game of that month or something like that you talked about for a little bit. It was kind of like a ripoff of that idea, but just in, print form. I've been kind of put in charge of that, and like, our the writers at Irrational Passions, you know, I'm in charge of saying like, hey, are you going to get this done? You got a due date, like, what do you want to do? I'll put the pictures in there for you. I'll pretty much have everything set up for you. Just like write like 3 little paragraphs about like, this game that you're passionate, quote unquote, for the mom. So, you know, it's been fun. It's been weird, like having this responsibility and actually getting into it. It's just like a neat little hobby that I'm enjoying. So I don't know. Maybe I'll get into writing. I'm not sure.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
What else have I been playing? A little bit more Rayman Legends. Like I said, I 100%ed that game. I did all the world.
Oh, did you really?
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, I love that game. Like, I pretty much Super Meat Boyed it. Like, I didn't leave a level until I got everything in it, and then, like, I just went to the next level after that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I just need to, like, get more looms, get all the characters, and, like, do those fucking online challenges, which is a pain in the ass on the Vita. And the only reason it's a pain in the ass is because one of the trophies for the game is like you have to get a diamond cup for one of the daily challenges. And the daily challenges is like everybody online, like 1,000 people. It's like 1,000. It's probably like 5,000, like on the Vita, I'm assuming, because like it's not that many. But like you have to be like in the top like 100 to get that diamond cup, and like I've been scrounging to get that, and it's so fucking hard. So I'm putting all my platforming skills into that, but I've been trying. It's still fun though. I love that game to death. It's like really like one of my top games of this year. It's such a delight, and the level design is so good. Like I know you played this one, Jeff. Like the one where the like pretty much like the whole level is falling, and like you're in like a quicksand level, and you have to like try to like run up the top. That's like one of my favorite levels. It's so
what
good.
Level is? I never played this level. There's one level I saw that a bunch of places showed video of. It's like where everything starts going crazy. It like goes into like split screen, then four split screens, then like eight split screens, and it keeps changing colors and shit. That's not one of the main levels, because I went through all the main levels.
That's one of the musical levels.
One of the musical levels, is it?
Well. Yeah, it's the 8-bit versions of all the musical levels. Like after you beat, like, after you get all the trophies, I think for the levels.
So it's like one of the last end game type shit.
Yeah. Because then you'll be able to do the musical levels, and all the musical levels will be in 8-bit forms. And then like this is kind of what I was talking to you before, like how like it like kind of like distorts what you're seeing. So like you kind of have to listen to the music and do the platform at the same time. So yeah, it's fun though. It's great.
Yeah, I'll probably never play that because that sounds really hard to get to. Not hard, but time consuming.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. So, but it's fun though. It's great. It's worth it if you want to put the effort to it. But I love it. What other than that? What else have I been playing? I've been playing more Mass Effect 3, just because.
Seriously, dude.
Yeah.
If you're gonna play another Mass Effect game, at least play 2.
3 is better.
I play 2.
No, it's so not.
3 is better.
I do think 2 is better. But that's just me. But you know, I don't play just like just go through 3. I go through all of them, and like this, I'm on 3 right now. Because I was doing a Q&A.
So you went through the entire series again?
Yeah, I do that like all the fucking time. And this one was like a playthrough to see Kirihei alive, because I haven't seen him alive in Mass Effect 3 because he died in my original playthrough. So like I went back all the way to Mass Effect 1. Make sure you stay alive for that one, play all through Mass Effect 2 again, and I'll play through Mass Effect 3. And wow. I finally saw them, so I saw like, hey, I saw this little 5-minute cutscene with you in there, and I'll never see you for the rest of the game. Awesome.
That was so worth the time.
I love playing that game. It's really great. Most of the reason I'm playing through 3 again is, cause I want to replay the Citadel DLC, which is really good. You should totally play it. Awesome. But, yeah. Other than that, I think that's about it. Nothing else really. Haven't been playing my Vita lately. Except for Rayman, but like, now that I completed, like barely, anything to really do with that. Oh, I forgot. I have a Wii U. I bought that like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you bought a Wii U?
You bought a Wii U?
I bought that like 2 weeks ago.
Why didn't you just not buy it and then put that money towards a PS4 and see your family? Just throwing it out there. I mean, because isn't a Wii U like $300?
Yes.
Well, this is the reason why I'm not on Irrational. This is why I'm on Irrational Passions, because I have these Irrational Passions just to do dumb stuff like this. I'm just saying. I don't know.
That was bad.
Yeah, it was. But yeah, I bought a Wii U. Mostly because, I do this all the time when I buy a system, because like there's, like obviously like one of my most anticipated games, Bayonetta 2, and I really want to play Mortal Kombat 1-on-1. And I always buy a system early just to have them. That's literally it. Like my whole reason I was going to get a PS4 was for Infamous, and that'll be like 2 months from now. So I'll have to like scrounge up to get that eventually. Xbox One doesn't really have anything for me right now. Unless like they announced like I guess no, scratch that. What's that game? That game from the guy that made Alan Wake, the Remedy game. I forget what that's called.
Quantum Break.
Yeah, whenever that game comes out, I'll definitely get an Xbox One. But yeah, it's just like something has to entice me. Like I bought a fucking 3DS like the day it launched just for Kingdom Hearts, and that didn't come out to like what 2 years after that system launched. So it's stuff like that. Bought a Vita for Gravity Rush that didn't come out till 6 months later. Bought a PS3 for God knows, I don't even know. I just bought it for some reason. Probably for the potential of Kingdom Hearts coming in and then came out like 7 years later. So there you go. But whatever. I'm weird. Don't look at me. But, yeah.
You know, I'm going to buy a PS4 for Last Guardian. You know, that'll happen.
I'm anticipating it coming out sometime in the distant future.
But, yeah, so yeah, I got, I've been playing that system, and that system's pretty cool. It's a cool system. It's, pretty neat. That's pretty much like the highlight I can really say about it. The Miiverse is really, really cool though. It's pretty much everything you saw for like, those videos for the Xbox One, where it's like, oh, you could follow your friends and like see what they post. It's kind of like Twitter, but on your Xbox One. It's basically that on that system, except like really dumbed down and like, you know, not as online friendly. Like for the first week I had my Wii system, it just kept disconnecting from the internet. Like every time I used it, it was like really annoying. And then like eventually it just started working by itself. Like, oh, okay, that works. The game I've been playing for it though, cause I got the Zelda edition, cause I never played Wind Waker and I was fiending for a Zelda for some reason. That's mostly the reason why I bought that system. I don't know why. And I played Wind Waker. Wind Waker's pretty cool. I enjoy that. It's a cool game. I know I'm not sounding like the most positive person for a new console buying thing, but I don't know. I like it. It's cool. I spend money on dumb stuff all the time.
Is it worth not getting a PS4 at launch?
Well, there's nothing on the PS4 right now either.
Yeah, that's true, but...
it'll be the same
thing.
Yeah,
but chances are Infamous is going to come out before anything good on Wii U comes out.
Well, I got the wonderful 101.
Well, Mario 3D Land or 3D World comes out this month, doesn't it?
It comes out November.
November? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'll be honest with you. If I had a Wii U, I would get that game, but it's not enough for me to buy it. That's for sure.
Yeah.
It seems like all it is really is 3D Land Plus, you know? So.
Yeah. And I'm a person who does not like the new Super Mario Brothers series.
Yeah. I'm
personally.
Not a big fan either. I think it's good. It's just that. You know, I like it on, I should rephrase that. I like it in the handheld form. I'm not a big fan of the console form. I only played the Wii one though, and the Wii one I was not thrilled with. I played the shit out of the original DS one. I played the crap out of that one. I have not played, the 3DS one, the one that rotates around all the coins. I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, that one's garbage.
I've heard that.
I don't know, man, like the when the new Super Mario Bros. Series came out, like that the first one was like so good, so revolutionary. It's like, oh man, Mario's back and he's back in portable form is awesome. And then it's like when the Wii version came out, that one was fun, but it was something about it like you can't go through each other and like anytime you like run into each other, you actually like, bump into each other. And like when you jump on each other, you jump on each other's head. And like when you have a nephew there. And you just want to scream at the freaking TV just because, like, he's just fucking you up. You're fucking up your platforming. I can't stand it. I can't stand that series. That series is just not good enough for me. But the 3D, like, Super Mario 3D Land was, like, fantastic on the 3DS.
Oh, I agree. I agree with you there.
And, since, like, that's the same team doing on 3D World, like, at first I was like, meh, when I first saw it, because it didn't look like anything to me. It looked like, okay, they're just, like, up-resing this shit. It's not even going to be worth it. But just looking at the recent trailers now and recent gameplay stuff, it looks fantastic to me. Like, it just totally, like, did a 180 on me, and I need that game in my life now. So it just looks really cool. And, yeah, so, yeah, I play Zelda. That's great. And the Wonderful 101 is really, really cool. I enjoy that game a lot. It's not really like a Pikmin game like everyone's been saying. It's more of like a character action game. It kind of plays like a slower Bayonetta. But you round up the people to get like up to like 100 characters. So you'll go by like civilians, and like if you like draw a circle around them, you can add them to your little group to like increase your number to like from like 65 to like 75 or something like that. So like, and like you just use them to do different interactions with them. The thing about that though is like, cause you think that this would be like an essential thing for the Wii touchpad and stuff like that. It doesn't work that great on that game. It's more like, because you can also use the right analog stick, and that works like so much better than like actually drawing on the thing, which is like really weird. And like, I was like, wow, they really screwed the pooch on this one, because like, I don't know, it just doesn't work as good as drawing on it. Like as far as drawing triangles, sure, and drawing circles, sure, but like, you know, when you draw a straight line and like you go to the edge of the touchscreen, you can't go with, you can't make your sword as long as you want to. You have to actually use the right analog stick to make it go longer, to make bridges and stuff like that. So it's just, I don't know, Nintendo kind of messed that one up. But the game's really fun, though. I enjoy it, but it does fall in the Platinum Games trope of they don't explain anything to you, so you have to kind of figure it out yourself type of thing. But I love it. It's pretty good. But yeah, other than that, I think that's all my games.
All right, cool. Jeff, what do you got?
Hey, a whole lot of, a bunch of Halo 4.
Let's get to that big one later, because it's the only thing that I've played, so.
Well, if that's the only game you played, we might as well talk about it now.
Oh, really? Are you about to get into it?
Well, yeah, because I literally only played Halo 4, was like the only other game I played. Alright. I think we recorded on Thursday, and I picked up Batman on Friday.
Okay.
So, what's funny though is, because I guess I was up late playing Halo and shit on, I did do something on Friday night. I went somewhere. Shit. This is going to bug me now, because I did go somewhere, and I forgot, because I remember Saturday, I forgot I had Batman. And I remember getting home. Oh, my God. I went to, this is what I did last Friday. Oh, my God. Did I talk about the whole, I did talk about the whole Gameaholic. How long has Batman been out?
It was this past Friday.
This past Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was Saturday that Tawny and her friend went to the thing, what the hell is this called?
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, so Friday I went out with a couple buddies of mine. The whole idea was just gamer guys just went out to a bar and just talked about video games, like all night basically. We went up going to two different bars. That's basically what we did. It was awesome. And we all got pretty polluted, and then I got home, passed out. And the next day, I totally forgot I had Batman for, like, a good while. It was, like, late afternoon, and I was like, holy shit, I have fucking Batman. I haven't even tried it yet. So that's what I did for Friday, for a bit of Saturday night. And okay. I like it so far. I don't see what's wrong with more of the same of a good thing.
I don't either. And so this is kind of a discussion that that Jason and I had in passing, really. One of the big things that surprised me, and this is something that – actually, I'm not going to go into that, because I'm not sure if I can go into that, so I won't.
Okay.
One thing that him and I talked about was, like, the Destructoid review went up, and it was, mm-hmm. What's his name that did it?
Oh, Sterling.
Sterling did it, and it was a 3.5.
Oh, my God.
And
what a surprise.
Yeah, so I actually posted on there another hit-generating review by Mr. Sterling. And I actually had people that got angry that I said that. I'm like, are you serious?
Oh, well,
do you really think that this is a 3.5 game? Come on. You know,
yeah.
And it was ridiculous. But, you know, I think it was just, there were some things that happened from what I understand. And, honestly, I just think he's bitter. So.
Yeah. Oh, well, I know for a fact, like he made a tweet about it, something that he didn't receive a review copy or something like that. So it's like, okay, well, I mean, he could have just, been bitter at that. Like, I mean,
yeah, I mean, if he actually tweeted that he didn't get a review copy.
Yeah, pretty positive. Like,
So that's what it was all about. It was that he was bitter.
He didn't say it in so many words, but, I mean, it put two and two together.
Yeah, he's bitter that he didn't get a review copy, so he had to actually go out and buy the game or whatever, and, you know, and that's fine. It's like, I understand that's the way that Destructoid works, and that's the way he works. But I was more surprised that people on Destructoid were actually saying something about the fact that I mentioned that.
Well, trying to defend him, saying like, I'm sorry, like a 3.5 out of a 10-point scale basically to me means the game is broken.
Yeah. And like Batman is definitely not broken.
No, Batman is a fucking excellent game.
It is.
It is. If you played City, it's very, very, very much like Arkham City. Just, the world's a bit bigger, not really populated, neither was Arkham City, And the way they go about doing this is say that there's a, it's a, like, you know, storms and stuff.
And yeah, and there's a curfew and that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. So
they kind of tie it into the story in that way. And, and that's fine. And, you know, at this point, you know, I feel comfortable saying that I don't feel that Origins is as good as Arkham City.
I'm actually liking it better right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I like the story a lot more.
Okay. Okay. I could see that. But from an overall gameplay perspective, I mean, I guess the gameplay is very, very similar. It's not, there's not much difference there, but I don't know. There's something about there's something about the world that Arkham City created, that there's a little bit, and it may be that Arkham is a little lifeless. Gotham City was a little lifeless in this one, but I mean,
it was a city too.
Yeah, but I don't know.
There's nobody in city that is still.
City felt, I don't know, city felt different.
It felt more legit of a reason because that was more of a prison area. Oh,
yes,
than
but in a gameplay area, though, they're the same in that aspect.
Yeah, the one thing that the one big difference in the gameplay is the whole crime scene investigation thing.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I like that a lot because I think it's a really, really cool way to approach that type of gameplay, like the investigation and the searching of clues. And it's like, you know, they basically took, the crime scene investigation of shit. How was that game?
Condemned? No.
No. I was going to say
LA Noir.
So it's kind of that, but they actually added it. It's like super advanced when it comes to how they put tech into it, you know, so that like you can actually recreate the computer in his suit recreates the crime, and you can rewind and fast forward through it and everything like that. And it's just really super cool stuff that they do with it. And I really, really like that. And then, some of the new gadgets are pretty awesome too. Right now I got through the first assassin, and, he gives you that
the double grapple thing.
Yeah. The bat claw that grapples. And so you can actually string it from, you know, different platforms, from one platform to the other. And, you know, just, and actually string, like walk across them and just kind of sit and wait in this middle of this, you know, in the rope that it creates. And you can just sit in the middle of it and wait for someone to come under you and then just drop on them and take them out.
Or use it to attach it to one of the enemies and like a fire extinguisher.
Yes.
Or like a fire barrel.
That's really, really cool too. So it's like, the fire extinguisher will create like a smoke screen, so they can't see you going in there and beating the hell out of them. And then there's other things like they have the large gas tanks, where it can attach to a guy. And when it hits the guy, it literally just knocks him out on contact. So that kind of stuff's really cool. So, you know, I really don't understand why people like reviewers are bitching about more of the same, because sure it is, but there's enough. I think there's a few things there that make it more interesting when it comes to the actual gameplay. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but I don't see what you're saying. That's more there. Cause I actually do feel like the two, like Arkham City and this, are kind of interchangeable. The reason I think I'm liking Origins more besides story is it doesn't Metroid you, whereas you have a lot of your gadgets from City at the beginning of Origins. So when you get to the first Predator rooms, you have all these things at your disposal and you can use sooner than you had in the other games. So I, like, right away I'm like, all right, cool, this is awesome, and everything I'm getting is kind of new. So I don't know. And what do you mean by, like, I don't think they've really added anything, really.
Well, no, I like the Predator areas, like that double grapple is one of the things that I'm talking about.
Oh, like the new stuff. Okay.
Yeah, the new tools and stuff, like the new gadgets, you know. I only have that one, and that one is really cool. And I know that there's going to be more going forward, because I've seen previews of like the shock gloves or whatever the hell they are. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to getting those and trying them out. So
I also like the way it's not as overwhelming. Like in Arkham City, the second it opens up, you have all these side things happening at like once, and you're like, oh my god, like a phone's ringing, and you have someone else calling me like, dude, this is like, you get introduced to the villain, you might have to do one thing, and then you choose when you want to approach those things. Now, you could do that in Arkham City too, but you always had constant reminders that was kind of annoying, like, do what's this, like the whole telephone thing drove me nuts to the point I was like, fine, I'll do this fucking mission now.
I know what you're talking
stop
about.
Hearing telephones ring.
Yeah, and in this, it's like, you get introduced to that villain, and then he's just kind of, like, you can always go, it doesn't really do anything to, to prompt you to go do it. Like, it'll mark it on your map, or you can go and, like, there's a list of villains that you can access, and it tells you, like, what your next,
what their mission
objective is. Yeah. Right. So, and I really like the way that it's a little bit more subtle. So I agree with you on that one too.
It does look, I think it's the best looking one out of all three of them. They've added in that, it's an Unreal 3 engine thing, but it has the best version of it was showing like Gears 3, just the lighting in it. And they pulled that and they put that into it, and it looked, lighting is so good in some areas. I'm like, God damn.
Yeah. There are some, excuse me. There were some areas that I could tell, watching a dude walk around, and just little things like wires that are up in the ceiling and the rafters. And you can see the shadows of the wires on them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So they actually did go, pretty far with the lighting. And that's true.
You got it as on far as PS3, right?
I did get it on PS3. Yeah. The one thing that I don't know if this happens to you, if this is just like a common thing. Have you done the fast travel?
Yeah. And there's no sound.
Oh, no, there's sound. But
it's beforehand. It's
it
does
the sound
it
goes off, and then the visual comes up. Yeah,
that happens to me when I fast travel.
Except when you go back to the Batcave. The Batcave is in sync.
I have not fast traveled there. So
fast travel back to the Batcave, and it actually is in sync. It's really weird. It's really, really weird.
Yeah, I have noticed that. And I'm on PS3 as well. And okay, I think it's like, but I haven't heard, like, I know Jason had issues. I know Phil Cole, I was tweeting about a bunch of, what's it called? Freezing issues. I haven't had it freeze on me yet. And
I haven't either.
And Alex had it freeze on him. I think he even lost his game save or something.
Oh,
like
wow.
That.
Really?
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. I guess we have a horseshoe up our ass or something, Chris, because like I haven't had a single freeze at all.
Yeah, I haven't had any. I've heard about glitchiness and stuff like that as well, and I haven't seen any of that.
The only glitch I've seen is sometimes when I'm in a fight, I'll do the animation like I like knock the last guy out, but then I'll stand up and there'll be one of the guys I already knocked down standing there, and he'll be like looking like he's going to fight me, but I can't hit him and he doesn't try to hit me. It's like a little bug where it's like the game, like, I know I beat everybody, but for some reason one of the guys stands back up again and just stands there. Like, he's moving, but he's not trying to attack me and I can't hit him.
That's
I'm
weird.
Just like, fuck it, I'm leaving. I just leave the area.
Yeah. I had one guy get stuck. I think that's probably the biggest bug that
I saw.
And
that happens in everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was in it was a Predator, mission, and, they were walking around inside the Gotham police station or whatever. And, dude got stuck on a door and just kind of stuck there. But that's really the biggest thing that I've seen. But, overall, it's a, you know.
I'm liking it. Like,
yeah, I like it a lot. I've played it every day that I've come home, every day this week.
Yeah.
So.
I play as much as I can. I haven't tried the multiplayer yet. I'm really not interested in it, but I'll probably try it just to try it.
See, I was thinking about the multiplayer a lot, and I was really interested in the way it worked, but I have a feeling that would not be fun unless it was with, unless everybody in the room was people I knew.
Yeah.
Cause I don't want to be matched up with a Robin. If I end up being Batman, I don't want to be matched up with a Robin that I don't know. You know, I want to be matched up with someone that I know as Robin. That kind of thing. So.
And honestly, like, if you're a fan of the other Arkham games, guys, don't be turned off by those reviews. Like, you'll like them. I guess also people like it's more of the same. It's only the third game in the series. It's like Mass.
And the last one was like 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, it was like two. Yeah, we've been all like 2 years apart.
If you play Call of Duty and you're saying more of the same is a problem, then
exactly.
You know, so.
But it's fun, yeah. If you like the Arkham games, and I love them, I just love the combat and the pacing in those games, and I'm having a really good time with it so far. I don't know how far I am. Maybe in like 3 more hours, 4 more hours, I'll be like, okay, I'm sick of it. But right now, I'm not.
Where are you right now? Like, don't spoil anything. But like, how many? Like, for instance, how many assassins have you met up with?
Three, I think.
Three? Okay, so you're farther
than me. It's hard to tell because, I met up with more than three, but if you want how many I've defeated.
Yeah.
It's like, I think it's three.
Okay, so you're farther than me. I've literally only defeated the one. So did you have the issue?
Did you do the Mad Hatters thing? Did you do that?
No.
That's awesome. You gotta do that when you get a chance.
Okay.
Have you met Mad Hatter? Oh, maybe
no, I have not met Mad Hatter yet. I didn't even realize he was in this game.
Well, I mean, there's a shitload
spoilers.
Of spoilers.
So. Yeah, I know. From what I understand, there's a lot, like pretty much almost all of them are in this game.
Yeah, and they all have like side missions and stuff, like side things. And the Mad Hatter one was actually really cool.
Okay. I'll make sure to do that. So when you had to go to Lacey Towers, did you have trouble with that mission?
In what way?
It didn't put a marker on my map and I had no idea where it was.
I don't think so. I think I saw it.
Hmm. Yeah, I've seen a couple of, so I actually had to go online to find out where it was, and apparently I'm not the only one who had this problem, but there was no marker at all, and that maybe that's a bug. Maybe that's one of the bugs.
It could be, yeah, because I don't remember any. I get the parts of markers, especially with the cell towers. We have to knock them out to be able to have your fast travel.
Right.
Like, I'm like, oh, God, I know it's around here, and I don't feel like looking around this building and trying to find this thing I have to knock out and whatever. But other than that, no, I don't think.
Well, some of them you can't get to because they Metroid you, right? So.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I know that there's one that I saw that you need the shot gloves to get to it, so.
I got the shot gloves kind of recently, so that's how far I am.
Okay. Okay.
But cool. Still percentage wise, I think it says like 18%, so.
Wow. Yeah. I think I'm at like 12. Like
everything though. So.
Yeah. I think I'm at like 12 maybe. So, definitely not that far, but, overall fantastic game. If you really want a good review to look at, then I would say go look at Game Trailers.
Game Informer one. Yeah, Game Trailers.
Yeah, Game Trailers had a good one. Game Informer had a good one too. Those are some of the really good reviews that are very objective. Don't be scared of this game because people are neither here nor there. And definitely don't listen to Sterling. So, cause that was definitely a hit generator review. There's no doubt about that in my mind. So.
All right, I have a question about this because I'm a huge Batman Arkham fan.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I love the first one. I love the second one. This one is, I don't know, maybe because of this year in general. Because like we had Gears this year, we had God of War this year.
You're not very excited about it, right?
Yeah, and it's mostly because they're doing the prequel route, and it's just like, hey, we're doing all this stuff, but like, you know, all this stuff that you have for them. I don't know. Maybe it's continuity that's bothering me. Maybe it's just like just dumb stuff that's bothering me, but like there's something about it because like the trailers had me like hyped for a second, but like as soon as it came out for release, it just like I don't even know if I want this game anymore because like and you're right, it doesn't come out often enough to be like to say it's more of the same, but it feels like, you know, like it seems like they won't really innovate what they did, I guess you could say, is my problem.
So what I would say about that is I actually felt the same way originally. I originally wasn't going to get the game. I just all of a sudden said, you know what? I'm not playing anything right now. I'm playing Diablo more than anything.
Kind of
what I did. Yeah. And it's like, I'm just going to go ahead and get it. And when I did, I'm really glad I did. It was a great choice. It's a great game. I would highly suggest it to anyone who's played the Arkham games and enjoyed them.
Especially City,
because it's most like City.
It's a lot like City. It really is like, it's almost like City with a new storyline, pretty much. But it's, I think another reason why is because Arkham Asylum and Arkham City were, as much as they were kind of similar, they're way different.
Yeah.
So I think I agree. That's why I feel it's kind of like more of like the second game that's similar. If it's like the third, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, because Arkham Asylum, whereas it was open world, it was a very small world.
It wasn't even that open. It was more like, it was more like Metroid. Everything was like attached by corridor type things, even though there's like big areas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can see that. Like, right. And whereas City is an open world game.
Exactly.
You know? And Origins is an open world game. And a lot of people are like, a lot of people that are looking at reviews that have been like less than positive are like, oh yeah, this is what happens when Rocksteady doesn't do it. No. WB did a great job with this game.
If this game came out instead of City, everyone would have been just as blown away.
Yeah. It really has nothing to do with that. You know, the biggest complaint going on right now is more of the same. And I don't think anybody should be turned off by that.
No. Yeah. Unless you already didn't like it. Or if you are bored, I mean, if people are thought two games were enough, then fine, that's fine. But it doesn't mean it's a bad game. Like, I don't think a game should be scored in a way that I'm tired of these games now, therefore it's not good. I don't know, reviews are so fucking subjective and hard to
piece
together, but.
But yeah, again, if you want a good review, go look at either Game Informer or Game Trailers. Both of those were really good reviews. So.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Cool. That's it for me.
That's all, yeah, that's it for me.
Cool, well, let's do some news.
All right, let's do some news.
Seems to be quite a bit this week, apparently.
There is quite a bit. We're going to have it in two sections, though. Your first section is regular news section. Today, Double Helix had a live stream for Killer Instinct with IGN. It was the first, like, gameplay reveal of Orchid. And they also revealed the next character, which of everyone, of course, we said it to you on the show, is probably going to be Spinal, considering they're revealing this on Halloween, and Spinal's a skeleton. pirate skeleton, basically. So, and that's who they revealed at the end of that trailer. So, there you go. One more character to go reveal. Take your bets whether it's going to be Cinder or Fulgor. One of the two, probably.
I need to watch those. Ever since I've been working like so often lately, I've been missing like a whole bunch of gaming news stuff, and like I haven't seen anything from KI lately, so like I'm really wanting to check that out.
Yeah, they've shown a lot. They do like a stream like every week, and this one was on IGN, and then yeah, I'm guessing there could only be like there can only be one more character reveal before they launch. They did say they're going to show all the new skins, all the characters, everything before the game launches. So they only have a few weeks.
Okay.
Microsoft has, I guess, Phil Spencer in an interview with, I believe it was an interview actually with IGN. Holy crap, do you guys hear that? Someone's alarm.
Yeah, someone's alarm's going off.
Oh, thank God. I hope it wasn't going off. I'm going to go grab a brick, throw it over there. Because that stops alarms, right? Putting a brick through someone's windshield?
Sure.
They were asked about Gears of War, and they said that they would still like to do more Gears of War games, but Epic right now has it on kind of on the back burner, and they wouldn't mind, and Microsoft said they wouldn't mind giving it to another developer, but it would have to be the right developer. So basically what I gathered from it is there's probably no Gears of War being made right now. And I don't know why I really don't – that doesn't bother me. I think the Gears franchise ended well, and I don't mind it just stayed that way. Like, maybe come out with, like, a multiplayer-only version, because the multiplayer is really fun, but I don't know. Something to take, you know, if you're thinking about getting an X-Bone for, like, more Gears games, it may or may not happen. Well, I'm sure it will happen. I mean, the game makes a shitload of money, but whether or not it's going to be done by Epic or anytime soon, who knows?
Or if it's going to be Xbox exclusive.
Well, that
do
they, the thing that...
Does Microsoft own that
that's
license?
What I'm thinking. The way he spoke made it sound like they own the IP.
That Epic owns it, or Microsoft owns it?
Microsoft, because he said we were thinking of maybe giving it like giving it to another studio to work on. And he said like us, not as in like Epic doing another studio.
Yeah, so maybe Epic wants to start on a new IP that would be multi-platform.
Well, they're already making another IP. That's not really a secret. So whether or not it's
multi-platform. Do they know? Yeah, that's the question. Is it multi-platform? So
I don't know. I don't think that really matters in this case, though, because it comes down to.
If Gears is owned by Microsoft, then it's owned by Microsoft. That's really all there's to it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, they're going to make more Gears games. Who makes them is the question. And
exactly. Know. And I'm pretty sure Epic would make one, but I mean, all the good guys who worked on Gears all gone. Like Rod Ferguson now works for, who does he work for now? I want to say he works for
Irrational
BioShock.
Games.
Yeah, was it? Yeah, it was. Yeah, he did BioShock Infinite. And then, of course, Cliff Bleszinski's gone doing his own thing.
Right.
So, and I think the writer left too. So, like, pretty much none of the big team are there. And then, People Can Fly. A lot of people didn't like, Judgment.
Gears of War,
I didn't play it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So, yeah, it seems like that, and that's, you know, that's just like Nabishin said earlier. It seems like Gears of War Judgment was right up there with God of War Ascension. It was like,
oh, yeah, totally.
It was there, and, you know, people just didn't really care as much, so.
No, it sold like poop, and no one played it. And, yeah.
Surprising too, you know. It's like I don't know what happened.
I don't know. Yeah, I never was interested in it at all. Like, but I think the Ascension thing was they came out in the same year too, didn't they?
Yeah, they both came out this year.
Month.
They both came out this year.
Was it only this year? Ascension was this year.
Ascension was this year. Yeah.
Oh my god, that's how far away that is on my game of the year list. I totally didn't even think it was this year. What else here? Oh yeah, MS came out. Sticking with MS right now. And said that, or not MS, I should say that EA came out as well as MS, that Titanfall, as in his lifespan, will only ever come out on Xbox 360 and PC, which you can read into, that's Titanfall, its lifespan, which probably is Titanfall 1, and then the lead developer, I can't remember the guy's name, the guy who left, Infinity Ward, he actually tweeted and said, he's like, yeah, originally it was gonna be like launch, kinda, it was definitely gonna be exclusive for launch, but, the first game will not show up in anything, but that's just the first game. The other games, because someone tweeted him, it's like, hey, I mean, it's never going to show up on PS4. He's like, well, Titanfall 1, like he specifically said 1. So, of course, they're not going to announce a second one, but, you know, you can read that into that and say, hey, well, it's just the first game exclusivity.
Yeah, and, you know, you can look at it a couple different ways, too. You could look at it that way. You could also look at it as, well, if they have Titanfall and then some sort of subtitle, you know, then that would technically be could be available on PS4. But, you know, I, You know, at this point, it's too hard to say.
I would say they're not going to make a PS4 version just because they'd rather focus probably on 2, and then no one's going to care about Titanfall 1 if 2 is right around the corner.
Kind of like
first three shooters isn't exactly like a single player game. It's not like a Mass Effect. It's not like you'll still play through it. You're always going to get the latest one and not bother with the first, unless you just want to play the single player. But there is no single player, so there you go. I do really think though Microsoft's really going to try to buy Respawn if Titanfall sells a shitload. I could totally see them trying to be like, oh, here's $3,000 billion.
$3,000 billion?
Yep.
Nice.
It's a new number.
Okay.
In Canada.
Pretty sure that works out to $3 trillion.
Yeah, huh, whatever. okay, now I'm going to get into the second part of news, which I call the calm the fuck down, motherfuckers.
Before that, just like one more other piece of news. The new DLC for Muramasa Rebirth got announced. I sent it a link to you, Chris. I don't know if you watched it yet.
You did. I didn't get a chance to watch it yet.
It's basically just showing one of the new characters that you'll be able to play, a little cat lady. Looks pretty cool. You'll be able to
Does she play exactly the same as the other two?
Yeah, she plays the same, but she has instead of switching swords, she switches transformation, so she'll be able to play as a cat lady, and then you able to play as an actual cat. And then, when you do, your super moves, or, what you usually do with your sword, with Kisuke or Momohime,
Slow down.
I'm sorry.
I hear him. We're good. Continue, then.
Well, yeah.
Don't slow down that much. Don't stop.
One of her specials is she can summon cats, and they can surround the screen and stuff like that. So, yeah. I'm depressed now. I don't even want to talk anymore.
Continue. All right. So that was Muramasa DLC. I think that's what he said.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Cool.
Okay. So a bunch of shit was revealed this week regarding PS4 and Xbox One. And everyone's all up in arms, going crazy. End of the world. Oh, my God. These new consoles suck. They're all going backwards. What's happening? So first off, we had in this question last week from PlankFan, I believe, when the rumor that Call of Duty Ghosts is going to be 720p upscale to 1080 on Xbox One and 1080p on PS4. That turned out to be 100% confirmed. People lost their shit. Oh, my God. But need to remind people, again, launches of the console last year. Remember all those EA games that were 30 frames a second on PS3 and 60 on Xbox 360? Everything turned out fine. And all it's going to take, these are the first games that are coming out for these systems. They're going to have issues.
Again, this is a situation where Call of Duty is a port up. And, you know, based on information that I've read, this time around, the PS4 is slightly easier to develop for. So it's probably just a situation that they were trying to meet their deadlines and they just didn't actually put in the extra work to use that embedded ED RAM that is inside
the
Xbox.
That I've been reading anyway.
Yeah, so, you know, again, it's just what Jeff said. It's first gen of these games. Just don't worry about it.
Yeah, and I'm not taking away from the... Oh, go ahead, Navajan.
And I'm pretty sure for Infinity War, their most important thing about Call of Duty is to keep up their 60 frames per second frame rate.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll give up resolution to do that. I mean, hell, they're just now getting to 720p, so there you go.
Yeah, it's true, actually. Call of Duty's never even been 720. But yeah, and that's not taking away from the PS4 hardware. It is definitely more powerful, number wise on paper, and they're kind of similar, but this slight difference, you can never, ever, ever judge a console by its launch games. Ever. In any situation. It's just not gonna happen. It just doesn't make sense to do that. On the opposite note, and it's not like, everyone's Xbox One, don't bother. It's not next gen. It's not 1080p. That's not true. Other games are 1080p and 60 frames. It's just Call of Duty and Battlefield happen not to be, I guess, two of them. So.
Is it Rise 900 or something? That
Rise is 900. It's the same as Battlefield 4 on PS4.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it was Battlefield 4 that was 900. For some reason, I thought it was Call of Duty. I don't know why.
No, Battlefield is 900 on PS4, 720 on Xbox.
Yeah.
Call of Duty is 1080, 720. But Forza 5 is 1080, 60.
So what's the story with that thing with Digital Foundry?
Which thing?
With Battlefield.
Which thing? They put out a comparison thing.
Yeah, the comparison. That's what I'm talking about.
They put out a comparison video just showing that one was 1080, one was 720. And then a lot of people were saying that the Xbox One look better, and then they were saying that they screwed up some kind of capture or something.
Yeah,
like that.
And that's kind of what I was asking about. I don't know if there was anything that came from that, because it
no,
just...
nothing's come from it yet. Okay. It's just kind of like people like I looked at it. I honestly couldn't tell a difference. I was like, okay.
Oh, really? Because in my opinion, the X-Bone still shots looked a lot better than the PS4 ones.
Yeah. See, I didn't look at the still shots. I just looked at the
Yeah, I'm sure that in motion you really can't tell. But the still shot, and it may be bull shots. I doubt it, but you know, who knows?
No,
but
they're probably pulled directly from the games.
Unless
they're released
too,
by
but
the developer, they wouldn't be bull shots.
Yeah. So, but the actual stills, they look better on X-Bone.
Yes, they probably may they switched them around, or they just said something was up or whatever. And then, but then Arthur Geese, for Polygon, in his review, he was like, all right, well, I'm going to throw up some pictures. Both of them taken from the exact same parts in each version. I'm not labeling them. So if you guys think you can tell the difference between 1080p and 720p, go right ahead. And
did he do that?
Yeah. And he tweeted that he's like, you wouldn't believe how many people got it wrong on both ends. So it wasn't just one or the other. Just like a lot of people just could not tell.
What review was that?
For Battlefield 4. For Polygon.
Polygon? I'm actually curious. I want to go see
that.
Yeah,
go check it out. So he has like a bunch of pictures and doesn't label them. And I'm sure he switched them around. And there's like, you can see kind of like a little bit of a difference, but people who are in the comments or whatever were saying, oh, this one's obviously the Xbox One, this one's obviously the PS4 one, and he was like, yeah, the amount of people that got them wrong. So, I mean, a lot of people use the I can see the difference as like a bullet in their console war gun, but to the naked eye when you're playing the game, I don't think you're really going to notice that much of a difference. Especially
yeah,
if it's
and
upscale.
That's the thing,
if it's flat up 720, maybe, but it's upscale, so it's still kind of I don't know. I couldn't tell you the difference any game now on PS3 or Xbox 360 that has been upscaled versus native, to be honest. Like, I know it's on my PC because my face is right up to the PC. So I notice that when I'm running 720p on my PC monitor, I'm like, ugh, that doesn't look that good. But when I, you know, on my big screen TV, I don't really notice the difference.
And plus, who cares? God damn it.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Who gives a shit? Like, everyone's making a huge deal about this. Like, oh my god. The games still look really good. Like, Killer Instinct is only 720 and 60 frames, but I play that in person. That is the best looking fighter with 3D models I've ever seen, by far. Like, it is a gorgeous ass fighting game. And I'm like, I never once said, I don't think this is 1080p. It never even occurred to me. So. Look at it from that perspective. Games are still gonna be fun. That's all you should care about. And, again, going with the whole games thing, Sony released a PS4 FAQ thing to the public. I guess it was, what, like 2 days ago in Abishan?
Yeah.
Like, basically saying what the PS4 will and won't do. And the one takeaway from this that everyone is, again, up in arms about, like, end of the world, is, they said the remote play on a PS Vita, you probably shouldn't do it on any other network but your own. So, to me, I wouldn't use it anywhere else anyway. I don't think that's a big deal. To me, it was kind of like a duh, I guess.
Yeah.
Mainly because of how I use it on the PSP, but people got pissed about that because they showed it running like, hey, you can use it anywhere with Wi-Fi and access your PS4 games. And they basically said, yeah, it doesn't really work too well doing that.
Yeah, I mean,
no big deal.
They're just trying to show you like the optimal way of playing it, like the best way you can get it from your system.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And again, such a small amount of people are going to have a Vita and a PS4 when that thing launches. So, not really that big, not important. Another thing. PS4 will apparently not support external hard drives. And the only internal ones that you can use have to be bigger than 160 gig. And there's some other thing. I don't know. Chris is more of a tech thing, but apparently everyone's up in arms because of the speed of the hard drive you can put in there.
And that's really not it's not going to matter what the speed of the hard drive is. If, you know, when it gets down to it, what's important is the cache, that you can get. And, you know, the only time you're going to see a big difference when it comes to speed is if you stick a static drive in there. If you put an SSD in there, then you might see a difference. But outside of that, the 5400 is standard laptop. It's not a big deal. So. I don't understand why people are complaining about that, because it's probably what's in the X-Bone. It is what is in the Xbox 360, and it is what was in PS3. Mm-hmm. So, just don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And as far as the external hard drive, to be clear, I'm not going to say that this is 100%, but what they are likely saying is that it will not support external storage, as in playing games off of an external hard drive. And I'm sure it handles, I know for a fact that it handles USB flash sticks for transferring storage. And, if that's the case, it's likely that it does USB hard drives for transferring as well. So you just can't play games off of an external hard drive. That's what they're saying.
Okay. So in that case, why would you even want that? Just besides backing something up, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. And the thing is, I would rather just change out the internal hard drive anyway. You know, I don't want an external that's hooked up to my systems. So it's just me.
Yeah, exactly. And I got this from the article, but I couldn't really tell. This isn't, maybe they worded it weird. I thought I read that it can't even go above 500 gigabytes, which to me wouldn't make sense.
No, I did not hear that.
It's the wording in the IGN thing. It said like, that's why I didn't keep it in the actual news things. I'm like, I don't think they mean that. I think it's just the limit's only on the how small it can be.
Yeah, there's a limit on how small it can be, probably because, well, it's hard to say really, because 160 gigs is a lot to be like, that's what the system needs. You know, I mean, that's a lot. I don't know how that is, how that's going to work, but, you know, it's weird that that's a minimum.
Well, another thing that people are up in arms, the PS4 will not support CDs or MP3 playback at all.
That's unusual, because didn't they say that they were supporting custom soundtracks like out of the day and day?
Yeah, but here's where it gets Microsofty, where they're taking a total page out of Microsoft's book. All the custom soundtrack stuff will work, and so will music playing and streaming through your PS4 if you're subscribed to their Music Unlimited service.
That's bullshit. That's going to get changed.
It might. It also goes around the whole, you can't use it as a media server anymore either.
I saw something about that, but the way it was worded was weird.
No, they came, it's, that you cannot use any, you cannot hook up any kind of PC media to it at all, or external, device to stream through your PS4.
That's weird.
So people are pissed, but I mean, if it plays the games, who cares? And it's again at launch, all this stuff can change.
See, here's kind of what I'm thinking. If I actually used that stuff, I probably would be upset about it. But I never have. I mean, it's cool that it's there in the PS3, but you know, I never used it.
Yeah,
it wasn't they were giving Microsoft about being like, oh, you're not being a gaming console, you're being all this other stuff. Now when you take away all the other stuff, oh, you're not being the thing that we need. I don't know.
Yeah, it's fucked up. It's like, you know, I knew this was going to happen because, Microsoft got a lot of bad shit out early, and 2 weeks before launch, now Sony released this thing. It's like, okay, here's a lot of stuff that you're not going to be able to do. Oh, also the videos will not be going onto YouTube. We thought they debunked that. Apparently the, share videos, can only go to Facebook. So that's another thing that everyone's going crazy about. I'm like, just worry about the games for now, and it's launched. All the stuff can change. Stuff can be put in. Decisions can be reversed. Look at Microsoft. They reverse their entire fucking business model.
Yeah, no doubt.
After a week. So I would not, you're losing functionality from what your PS3 could do. But if you look at what PS3 could do at launch compared to what it does now, and 360 at launch compared to what it does now.
Yeah.
They are two totally different consoles. Totally different. So I don't see why people are getting upset. People just like to bitch. People, again, bullet in those fucking console war guns is what people are using these for. There's no reason to. If you really give a shit about your media server, keep your PS3 hooked up. If you're worried really about a custom soundtrack, I don't know who, I stopped using custom soundtracks for games way early in the 360 lifecycle. Way early. I'm talking the first year, and then I was never even bothered with it ever again.
Sure the only time I ever really used it was just racing games, but you know.
Yeah, that's a same here.
Opportunity.
Yeah. It was, yep. Definitely. And the CD thing, yeah, I do play a lot of CDs on my shit, but not now, because I'm getting rid of all that stuff. But yeah, I don't know. Just people calm down. It's been the shit has hit the fan. It's just so annoying. It's the whole gamer, not industry, but I guess just consumers and just the whole.
Consumer entitlement.
The consumer entitlement is just driving me insane. I'm just fucking, if you like it, if you really enjoy your hobby, enjoy your hobby of playing games. Worry about that first on day one. We'll get into a little bit more of that in our feature this, after the break. But for the main part, if they can play your game and your games, enjoy it, This is why you play games. This is why it's your hobby. Everything added to it is going to be icing on the cake, and it'll come eventually. Just have patience. Don't not want now. Just, you know, let it go. I'm sure if a lot of people do not sign up for this Music Unlimited thing, Sony's going to change that really quick.
Yeah, no doubt.
But yeah, that's all the news. Now I'm in a bad fucking mood.
Don't be in a bad mood. So they also released their the launch lineup. And
oh yeah.
So definitely not a ton of stuff on here, but so I'm definitely getting Killzone and Knack. Those two I'm getting. Contrast and Resogun are free with PS Plus. I'm gonna download Warframe again, give it another shot, and I think I've decided I'm buying Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag.
That's looking good.
I'm getting really good. And I'll tell you what, man, I watched a video review on Game Trailers, and they gave it, I think they gave it like a 9.2 or something like that. Yeah. And when I started watching this video, and then I found out that they reviewed the PS3 version, I'm like, the PS3 version looks that good?
Yeah.
Fuck me. You know, it's like, so I'm.
They did a comparison. Well, that also was the same time. They did a comparison video as well. And that was kind of shocking because really, the game really does look really close to this gen as it does next gen, except for the foliage, like the plants and plant life, stuff like that, looks way better.
And higher frame
next
rate.
Gen. And, I'm not sure if they mentioned the frame rate, but I'm sure it's gotta have a higher frame rate.
Yeah.
I know it has a lower loading time.
Yeah, it's smaller loading time. Yeah. It does look crisper, but other than that, like the character models have looked very, very similar. But yeah, I'm definitely, like, I didn't buy it this gen because I'm gonna get it for Xbox day one, so.
Yeah, I think I'm picking that one up for sure. So I originally wasn't going to, but after seeing some of the reviews and some of the stuff that you can do and how they kind of integrated some Far Cry in there and how the shit works, yeah. I was like, dude, that looks like they've actually made some strides and, you know, I'm down with that. So, I'm going to give it a shot this time. So we'll see.
Cool.
All right. Let's take a break.
Let's.
All right. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about, what are we talking about? Oh, yeah. Day one patches, and if they matter.
We can get mad all over again.
That's right. And then afterwards, we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay with us, and we'll be right back.
Cool.
It's time to wake up. We'll be right back.
And welcome back.
You're welcome back.
Thank you. So today we are talking about day one patches. One of the things that's come up and how, there are things that are actually like major features that are getting patched into the PS4 and the Xbox One, when they come out. And is this a big deal? So we have a few emails on this subject.
We do.
So let's get to those. You want me to go first? Or you want to go first?
I'll go first.
Yeah. All right. Go for it.
Hold on. Okay. All right. First one. Hey. Writing down after seeing Jeff's post in the Facebook. Anywho, it's really not a big issue as this might resolve some early issues that they've overlooked. Although my only concern is how big the patches will be. If it'll be more than a gigabyte, that could raise an eyebrow, especially if it'll be mandatory after turning it on as most people are expecting to play once their units are out of the box. Thanks, guys. Be wrong.
Thank you, Be Wrong. I would agree. Especially with like, okay, so one of the things that I want to point out in this specific email is the size. The patch that they said is going to come out is 300 megs. All right. Mm-hmm. If you are on a connection that is 10 megs or better, it's going to take you like 5 minutes to download this thing, you know? So I really don't see that as being a problem. When you're looking at the gigs in size, for instance, the patch that came out for the Wii U right out of the box, how long did it take you to download that, Navishin, when you first got it?
Oh, when I first got it? Yeah. Oh, like an hour?
Wasn't it like 2 gigs or something like that?
Something like that. Yeah.
So I mean, and that's kind of crazy how big that patch was.
Well, but the Xbone one's supposed to be like between 1 and 1.5 gigs.
Really?
God. That's what they said in a article a couple months ago. They asked how long do you think it'll take to download, and they said, oh, probably about 15 minutes. It's right. They said right now it's between 1 and 1.5 gigs. I'm sure they could probably shrink it down, but that's a lot.
That is
and
a
that
lot.
That scares me.
Yeah.
And for more,
and won't
of the,
they get like slammed like day one?
Well, that's
like,
the thing.
Everybody had their system then.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
we'll get to that. I'll talk more about that after this next email.
Probably.
The next person kind of brings up my kind of fear for it, but.
Speaking of that, let's get to that one. Hey guys, I'm an episode or so behind. I'm not sure if there's any context around this question, but I'm going to answer it anyway. I don't mind hardware patch day one. I prefer to have all of the features ready to go out of the box, but that would probably have pushed back the launch till next quarter. So if the devs need time to continue working on non-essential features, then I have to just suffer a download. That's all. Oh, and if I just have to suffer a download, that's all right. A couple of caveats though. I hope they have scaled the servers accordingly. I agree. I don't want to have to wait for days just to get the update because the servers are getting hit too hard.
And that's where my worry comes in.
And I would agree with that. So the one thing I would say about this is, and actually let me read his next point before I get to mine. The machine better work without it. I should still be able to just play a game. If I can't get the patch or I don't have an internet connection, I know that seems like a stupid thing to say, but I wouldn't put it past anyone to launch a completely broken machine at this point. So one of the things that they came out and said is that you can play a game while downloading the patch. So
yes.
In my eyes, that means you do not need the patch to play games. So I don't think that is a fear at this point for me.
It is kind of for me because with the Xbox One, I'm afraid that the patch will have to be completely installed to maybe even add that freaking feature.
Oh, like, yeah. So
that's what I'm scared.
Yeah. I could see where you would say that. So I'm not exactly sure what they said is going to be in the patch for the Xbone. Mm-hmm. The Sony seems to have told us everything that's coming with the patch, the day one patch.
Yeah.
Or at least they, like the significant features. Probably the one thing that surprises me the most is not necessarily that DVD and Blu-ray playback are in the patch, but that you also need to activate that feature. It's like, why do I need to activate that feature?
And why is that even a patch?
Well, okay. So, and this kind of goes back to, so I'll tell you what, let me finish this email because there's one more point that he makes and then I'll go back to it because Mike actually mentions the reason, one of the things that I wanted to talk about with this. So, number three, this only applies to hardware since I expect to get patched monthly, with new features. Software damn well better be complete and working. When I got my Wii U, I remember all three of the launch games I picked up had patches. Wow. I did not
That's
realize
so
that. Bad. That's crazy. There are not many games that have day one patches.
that I can think
well,
of.
Well, we don't know yet.
Well, no. Rod, I mean, in general with PS3 and 360, there were not a ton of games that had day one patches. There's probably, of all the games that have come out on both systems, maybe 100. You know, I can't imagine there'd be that many.
I think there's a lot more for this launch, because there might be. A lot of these games are kind of not rushed, but sent to the printing press before
everything's
set in there. Like, there's gonna be, I'm pretty sure Killzone's got a day one patch. I know for sure Forza 5 has a day one patch.
Battlefield 4, just to play the fucking game.
And I think that makes sense, because they have to make launch. So, and this is kind of what I was getting at. So the idea here is that, one of the things is, why isn't Blu-ray and DVD playback in there? Well, as a developer, when I have this laundry list of things that I have to do, I will take the most challenging one first and save the easy shit for later. Because that easy shit I can do anytime. And I think that's kind of what's going on. They wanted to get
so basic though.
I know. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. But what I'm getting at is you know, they're working on the things that are more challenging first, compared to the easy stuff that they can easily just throw in. When did they start production? Back in August? You know? I mean, they had to have some software out there for them to flash onto the units in production.
Yeah. But you can play the PS4 without the patch, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not, but so then why the hell, like, that just seems so asinine. Like, yeah, no, I get what you're saying.
I don't disagree with you.
It's a Blu-ray player.
I don't disagree with you. I'm putting out like a hypothetical explanation as to why it's not in there.
That should be like the most, like, once you put the machine together, it should be like, it should just work.
Yeah, I would think so too. And I really think it boils down to, with this particular feature, I think it boils down to, so that comment is more about the features they're patching in general, not necessarily just about DVD and Blu-ray playback, right? So. Yeah. Blu-ray DVD playback is more about this activation thing, which I still don't get. I still don't know what that's about. I don't know why they're doing that. And that actually begs the question. I assume it does, but X-Bone plays Blu-ray discs, right?
Yes, it does. Okay. Yeah.
So, I still don't understand the playback, but yeah, in general, it's just very weird. And the other one that I don't understand is online gameplay. So apparently the patch has online gameplay in it, and you can't play online until you install.
Well, that
the
makes sense, because you're going to be online anyway. So you might, I guess, they can just patch that in and be like, "Hey, anyone's going to want to play online."
That makes sense, I guess.
It's probably like a PSN software thing on their side or something, obviously. But
yeah,
that one makes a lot more sense to me than Blu-ray.
Agreed.
Playback and
agreed, because I mean that's a hardware thing, and it should just be flashed with the Blu-ray drive in general. So I think that one boils down to that activation thing, and I really don't know what that's about. So, just really weird.
But to go back up to his first point, the whole thing about the scaling the servers accordingly, both these consoles are going to sell hundreds of thousands day one. I wouldn't be surprised if both of them hit a million maybe in the first week. I mean, this, both of them are saying,
if there's the supply there,
if there's the supply there, they will
sell that many. I would almost put money on both of them selling that many.
Yeah. So again, if the PS4 one's 300 megs, that's not going to be that hard to deal with. If the X-Bone one is still 1.5 or like 1 gig, that's pretty big. And if people are hitting the servers all at once, but they've been touting this whole cloud server thing that they can just put on more servers, like, really, really quickly.
Yeah, that they can spin up VMs right away.
This is one time for them to be like, if this goes smoothly, like, I am so afraid, dude, because I have that Friday off. I'm so afraid I'm going to get home all excited, hook everything up, turn it on, it's going to say, all right, find it, you know, hook up to the internet, and then all of a sudden it starts downloading and then disconnects. And I have this problem, like, all day. I'll be so pissed off, especially if it's not, like, that one feature of, you know, downloading it. Cause at least they can do the verification. Like if I log on, it's like, okay, this is now verified. I can now play games and do whatever. Well, this happens in the background, then I won't mind. But I'm so scared that I'm gonna have to wait for this patch to be downloaded before I can even like transfer over my Xbox Live account or something like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I am kind of worried, but we'll see.
I agree.
You'll see a major Twitter tantrum if that happens.
Yeah.
I do know on the PS4 front, at least I believe I heard this. I could just totally be making this up or whatever. But I think I heard they're releasing something online on their actual store, so you can like put the patch on a flash drive or whatever.
Correct.
So you just put
That's
it
a good
in,
idea.
Yeah, they are doing that, and they also said that if it's you do not have the ability to get it via the internet, you can
you
request
can
the disc by
it.
Mail, yeah. And they will mail it to you.
Crazy idea, Microsoft. Throw that patch on one of your launch games.
Yeah, and that's what I thought that Sony was gonna do.
But I guess they can't, yeah.
That's what I thought Sony was gonna do because Sony did that with the PS3 and the PSP.
Yeah.
Right? So I thought that's what
but
was gonna happen,
I
but I haven't seen confirmation of that.
I realize why they wouldn't say this because the patch probably won't be ready and all these launch games have already been gone.
Yeah, they're already being pressed. But so you know, it could still be included
for
in games
ones.
In the future. We just don't know for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess we'll find
All
out.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. All right, Jeff, you want to take the last one?
All righty. Last one says, hey, guys, day one patches should not be a big concern. After the console operating software goes gold and everything is sent to be made, it's only natural that more bugs were found or last-minute tweaks, performance or otherwise, were added. We don't seem to have any problem with a patch being applied, downloaded the first time we get to play a game. Pardon me, sorry. Even though we complained about the patching and not being able to jump right into the game. Plus, it is damn near impossible to get every bug out. You'll always find more. Talking from experience, if you ever think your program game is bug-free, you are mistaken. The more complex the game program, the greater the inability to find more bugs even after you have hammered out what you think is perfection. Saying that does not excuse a lazy developer who gets only working copy of the game to the manufacturer and adds loads of stuff day one or later. Troll. That's trollware.
Yeah, this goes back.
I agree. I never said that in terms of software. Yes, like game software, but day one hardware though. That's like these aren't bugs. They're patching. Like they will be, but these for both of them, they're features that they've told everyone will like months ago.
Well,
February for PS4.
That's probably because they had to work extra hard to get the crippling bugs out of the way before this got out. I mean, that's the kind of situation, right? I mean, like you said. When that thing starts up, you should be able to play it. I mean, that's probably what they were working on is making sure that happened, you know? And then some of these other features like that are not as important. For instance, one of the ones that I know is not in there, even after the patch, is apparently standby mode is not in there for PS4. No. But that's more of a minor issue. It's more of a minor enhancement. So that's something that they can put in later. But all those major things that they had to fix and all those bugs and those, like little annoyances that would hurt the user experience. Those are the things that they focus on. You know, so I can understand that. Troll basically said what I was saying before and I 100% agree. I mean, it's just as things get more complicated, they are more difficult. And once, you know, the software goals, once they have the what has to be flashed onto production units, they're still going to make changes and they're still going to add features. And it makes sense to save.
That's fine, but don't make them mandatory. That's all I'm saying. Like we cannot play our consoles. Well, I think you can play the PS4.
Yeah, PS4 will play out of the box.
You cannot play the Xbox One out of the box unless you have this, at least started this patch as far as I know.
Is that, okay, is that confirmed?
I'm pretty sure because originally you had to have the whole thing that they're patching it. They said it was because of the whole taking out the DRM shit, which I'm pretty sure it's more than that, or it's not as easy as people think. It was just switching a switch and being like, because I honestly thought the first, like they said, remember they said, like, the patch will be easy, you can even tether it to your phone to do it. And so I thought, okay, this is gonna be a really small freaking patch, like, you know, a few megs. Just be like, alright, doesn't have to be the DRM shit, and it'll work. But when I heard them say it's like a gig right now, I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah, that's a big patch.
That's crazy.
That's a big patch. But the, you know, from my perspective, I completely understand, you know, the need for it. And I think it's fine as long as it's manageable.
Basically where I was.
If you're in around a gig or less, a gig is pushing it, but if you're in and around a gig or less, you're probably in good shape. But you know, I would be a little concerned about these bigger patches like if it is actually one and a half gigs, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And like the 2 gig download that the Wii U was, I believe it was 2. It might not have been. I don't remember 100%, but. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, that's a lot of changes. And it's either a lot of changes or you just didn't, or you have like a firmware, you know, infrastructure like the PS3 where you're flashing the entire damn thing every time You know, yeah. and that's not, you know, it's obvious to me from what they're saying, like the 300 meg patch for PS4, that hopefully they change that. Hopefully that's fixed. You know, I would think that the OS is more than 300 megs, you know? So I don't know for sure, but I would think we'll see.
Do you give a shit, Navishin?
You know, if anything having a PS3 has taught me is like the value of patience.
Well, keep in mind, this generation will be different. Outside of the first patch, all these will happen in the background.
I'm just saying. I have to use something. I love it. But, you know, just doing downloads and, like, you know, turn on your system. Oh, there's a firmware update, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've gotten used to the fact that, and it's kind of a shitty thing to get used to if you really think about it. It's like getting used to like patches and just like, oh, this will get fixed. Oh, they'll fix it eventually type of thing. But, you know, this is just the day and age that we are. If we want something now, there's a price you have to pay for that. And sometimes it's just like something not quite finished. So.
Yeah, I got used to the patches, and then with PS Plus, I got used to not having to deal with the patches, because it did every single game I owned would download that shit in the background at a certain time at night. And when I lost my PS Plus subscription, that was the first thing I noticed. It wasn't, oh my god, I can't play my free game. It was, what? This game has a patch? This game has, oh my god, what the hell is going on? A firmware update. Holy shit, it's taking forever. And I'm like, I need PS Plus back. I need it back. Oh my god, it's worth it just for that. And then the next day, it was like, this is what PS Plus downloaded for you. It was like a patch, like 10 games, all had patches. Like, that's awesome. I don't have to sit through this shit ever again until it runs out.
Yeah, you don't realize how valuable that is until it's not there anymore, right?
Oh, so, it's such a good feature.
Yeah, no kidding. It's one that shouldn't be behind the plus wall, but, you
know. No. I can see why they did it at the time, though, because they didn't have gameplay behind the plus wall, so they needed some kind of carrot on a stick, so.
Right.
That was one of them.
Well, if everybody with a PS4 will have
that's
like,
changing
plus,
PS4.
So.
Yeah.
Cool. Wrapped up?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
I don't mind it. Expect it, just as long as it's dealt with right, and we'll find out in a few weeks whether or not it has been.
All right. Should we hit up some new releases? Yeah, let's do that. So I'm going to start. So I still haven't found a good place to go get new releases. So I'm going to continue to work with GameSpot's junk for the time being. Let me see. Well, I haven't even looked these up prior, so I'm going from the 4th to the 11th. All right. So we've got Zumba Fitness World Party. Call of Duty Ghosts. Wait, what just happened? Their site just fucking flipped out on me. Awesome. Thank you, GameSpot. Appreciate that. Call of Duty Ghosts is next week. Let's see. Metal Max. Tamagotchi Session No Dream School. I'm assuming that's for 3DS. Extedera? I don't even know how to say that. Sorry. A new Professor Layton game is coming out next week, so that's pretty cool. And, Disney's Frozen comes out. Oh wait, that's the 12th. Never mind. Pretend I didn't say that. So that is for Nintendo
Already
systems.
Have.
Oh, good. I'm pretty sure everybody else did too, because, you know. Movie tie-in, nobody cares. East Memory of Seketa, is that how you say it? I'm assuming Navishin knows.
Sure. I don't know.
Selketa.
Hallmark Singer.
Yeah, so that's on the Vita, I would assume. The Guided Fate Paradox, I'm also going to assume that's on the Vita. Call of Duty Ghosts, etc. That's what it is, etc., I guess. It's just spelled weird. Akiba's Trip 2, Assassin's Creed Heritage Collection. Not sure what that is. And Arcania, The Complete Tale. Oh, I really want to say this next one, but it's not until the following week. So XCOM Enemy Within is coming out the week after. Just letting you guys know. Jeff, you're an asshole.
I know.
All right.
I like the first
also
one.
The BioShock DLC coming pretty soon.
Did that not hit already?
No, that's single player stuff.
Okay.
That's coming out like the week of the next gen consoles. I remember. All
right. Xbox is getting Zumba Fitness, Call of Duty Ghosts, Assassin's Creed Heritage Collection, Arcania, The Complete Tale, and that is your new release list.
Alrighty.
So pick of the week.
I'm going COD Ghost. That's good.
I guess I'll go with Ease.
I'm going with Ease too.
Lame.
That's crazy.
Yes. Numbers gonna be crazy. Picking Call of Duty over and over every year is lame.
I have never ever picked Call of Duty.
I know you haven't. I mean, just in general, it's hey, rehash. So, sorry.
November's gonna be crazy because next week is Call of Duty. Then after that is PS4, and after that is Xbox One. So it's gonna be a crazy November.
Yeah, it's gonna be nuts.
I agree. We're gonna see a lot of crap going on. So, let's move on to emails and voicemails. Actually, let's rephrase that. It's actually one voicemail and some Indus questions. And before I do this, I'm going to preface, I do have more than one voicemail, but I have people that are sending multiple voicemails. Like, I had two people that sent me two, and then one person that sent me three. We try and keep these things to 3 minutes for a reason. So, if you guys please can concise, make your thoughts concise, make them 3 minutes. We will play a 5 minute voicemail if you send in an MP3. So if you want, go out and get Audacity and record it that way. It's kind of overloading to get that many voicemails. We will play them though.
We will play them
the next time we do an email, like a mailbag show. So keep that in mind. We haven't gotten rid of them. I still have them, but try and keep your thoughts concise. And if it's going to go over three, limit it to five and make it an MP3 and send it via email, please.
I have a question about the voicemails though.
What's that?
Were one of the voicemails from someone named Brian Eakins?
Yes. Three voicemails from Brian. That's one of the issues.
Cause he has an Indus question and I'm guessing he does say sorry for the voicemails. And then I'm guessing is cause he has an Indus question. It's his last question. So I'm wondering if I should save his Indus question for when we do his voicemails as well.
But does it kind of seem like it ties into something?
I think so. I think it does, yeah.
Okay. Maybe. What I might do is if I have
the
opportunity.
He's a first time voicemailer though.
No, he sent a voicemail a couple weeks ago. His first voicemail a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah.
And he sent two that time as well. And I gave him a break that time because it was the first time he voicemailed. So. This time I kind of
we will get
down,
to the Brian.
So,
I'm sorry yeah, that we I didn't realize that. We have a Nazi running the show.
That's
so
right.
This is the Nazi's running the show.
The Nazi's running the show because he wants to be able to go to bed at a good hour because he wakes up at 6 a.m. So, I do have the one voicemail though that I will play, and here it is.
Yo, what's up, guys? Super PR here. Guys, 2 weeks to go, and the new dawn of consoles arrive. Let that sink in for a moment. Okay. Alright guys, I was bumming in my head. I mean, a lot of people have been bothered because of, you know, sequel after sequel of different franchises, but I mean, we have to say that at least this generation, we have plenty of franchises like Bioshock and Call of Duty and Uncharted and Mass Effect. And I was thinking, I mean, brainstorming in your head, what is your top three franchises from this generation?
Oh, my God.
I mean, this should be
pretty
easy for me, I think.
From this generation?
Right there, Mass Effect, Uncharted, mm-hmm. and Batman.
Sure.
Arkham.
Oh, three good.
Series. And I think, like, you know, and that's the hard part, but there's been a lot of franchises out there in this generation the past 7-8 years, and, you know, what franchises you guys think, you know, are, like, your top three in not a specific order. So, yeah.
Okay.
Just random thought, sorry. Lost my train of thought. Kind of tired. Pretty early in the morning. Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Silver. That's a good question. This must be one of the first generations where there's been multiple franchises that literally have had three or more games in one generation.
Yeah. I would say that I would agree with two of his, right off the bat. Uncharted and, Mass Effect would definitely be two of mine.
Yeah.
The third one would be a little bit more difficult because I could throw in Batman. I could throw in, but see, with Batman, it's like the first game I really liked, but not nearly as, it wasn't nearly as good as the other two for me. So, I'm not sure how I would feel about that, but it definitely belongs in the conversation. And so does Borderlands for me. So that's another one of those franchises that hit this generation and, is up in that, that echelon. So, you know, there's a lot, that could take that third spot. Right now I would probably give it to Borderlands.
All right. Navision?
Pretty much the same thing. Definitely Mass Effect on my list. Probably Infamous as well. I really do like Infamous.
Oh God, Infamous. Yeah, you're too. Right. Yeah. Jesus, that, so, oh man.
See, I keep trying to think of triples though, so the Infamous didn't even come to my mind. Now that you said that, if we're gonna count like two, oh my God.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good franchises. That's Full Blood, so. Yeah. Oh yeah, well, I'm not sure if that really counts.
The what? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, the Halloween one they did, the vampire one or whatever it is. Oh
man.
And if you don't count the Wii as the next gen console, I'll say definitely enough. I don't know.
We're not going to get into that right now.
Mm. Oh man, I'd probably have to go. I'd probably have to have Batman up there.
I know that I can. I know that like Scott's probably listening, and he probably would say like the Souls franchise, the Demon Souls, Dark Souls.
Yeah.
I would bet that he would put that in there. So, and I mean, I'm sure there's room for the argument of Saints Row, you know, cause, I mean, not for me, because I didn't play the first two really, yeah. But man, the third one was awesome. And I actually just picked up the fourth one on Steam for like $25 when they were running a sale. So, you know, I'm looking forward to playing that again.
Oh, four, so good.
I'm going to keep my three picks to trilogies. Just because if I do like just one and two, I could be here.
Yeah,
I will not be able to make a decision.
I mean, I could easily throw out Gears in there too, because Gears is a fantastic.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Gears is probably in my top three as a series.
Yeah,
but see, I would put I enjoy Infamous games more, especially single player. But that's the easy way for me to cut a dual like a one and two game out of this and have it just trilogy.
Yeah,
that's my way of justifying like selling one of my babies. So, it's like, oh man. Yeah, I'd have to go probably Batman, Gears, and Uncharted, I think. In no specific order.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, there are so many.
Then there's Mass Effect. Motherfucker.
Yeah, and then there's Mass Effect 2.
But
so.
I only count Mass Effect as a 1 and 2, because 3 was terrible.
No, it wasn't.
So.
You're killing me.
No, I'm kidding. It wasn't terrible. I was just, honestly, it came out at a really bad time. If that didn't come out the same freaking time as Street Fighter Cross Tekken, I probably would think of it totally differently.
Maybe.
But, yeah, see, Mass Effect would have to be up there too. I think, you know what? I might bump Gears for Mass Effect.
Wow, yeah.
I think I would.
You should play the Citadel DLC. It's really cool.
Well, because I've played, like, I've tried to replay the Mass Effect games. I've replayed the Batman games up to a certain point, and I've replayed some of the Uncharted's. I've never really replayed Gears. I've played levels here and there and played a lot of the multiplayer.
Yeah, yeah.
And to be honest, like, it's more the memories of Gears 1 and 3 that I really, really liked.
Yeah.
So, and that, yeah, if I had a choice to play any of these all over again, Gears would probably be the fourth. So I'd probably go, yeah, I'd probably go Uncharted, Batman, and Mass Effect.
And then you have to think about, do things like Rock Band belong in the conversation?
No.
Man, Rock Band, I put so many hours into that franchise.
That doesn't count.
So.
That's like a platform.
That's true. That's true. It is kind of more like a platform. But,
I like that question though.
Yeah, that was a good question. That was a really good question.
Rules of three.
That was one we could actually think of on the spot and not be like,
Yeah, because it was a franchise thing and not like Games of the Generation. Yeah. Games of the Generation is like,
oh my God.
I would need a fucking week.
You know,
we have
to do a Game of the Generation.
Oh God, that's
going to
be
year,
like
right?
The hardest show ever.
It'll be like a two episode show. Oh my God. It'll be epic.
Oh my God. I'm scared of that.
Mess
All right, let's do some, Indus questions.
Oh yeah, that's right. I'll get all right, so the first one came from Brian Eakins. He's Macaulay 425 on the Twitters. I'll try to answer it because we didn't get to his voicemail, but I'm pretty sure it relates to his questions before. He says, LOL, sorry for all the voicemails. Question, last food, pizza for the rest of your life with animal brains or animal testicles. So I'm guessing we had to choose one or the other.
Pizza brains. For the rest of your life with animal
with
brains?
With animal brains or animal testicles.
Ugh.
I've never had animal brain or testicles, so I don't really know which one tastes better.
I would probably go with brains.
brains, because
I'll roll a freaking dice. I don't know. I have a feeling testicles would taste better. I don't know why.
Your fat
but brain is like a brain, and I know fucking testicle to testicle. Yeah, but I don't know. It just seems meatier. I don't know, and not as slimy.
Not as slimy. Okay.
Well, I don't know. When I think of a brain.
I can't really argue with that. I feel like I've had brain before. I think I had authentic Chinese food. So if you go to Chinese restaurants, that's not real Chinese food.
No, that's
just
that's
keep that in mind. But I had authentic Chinese food at like a
they
wedding
ate some
dinner.
Crazy shit. Man.
And some of that stuff was like like crazy stuff. And
you probably had a testicle.
I may have. I have no idea. But I'm pretty sure I had like a monkey brain or something like that. I tried a little of everything. I was like, I'm going to give it a shot. So, I will say this. It was not very good. If it was a monkey brain, not very good. So, anyway, continue.
Navishin, did he say brain?
I said brain, yes.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go with testicle.
You are what you
like
eat,
I'm
Jeff.
I'm licking it. I'm a big ball. I'm a big testicle. This one actually comes from Navishin. Haven't heard from Nisha in a while.
Oh, yeah.
He asshole. Says, well, you could probably ask this yourself. You're on the fucking show. anyway. He probably doesn't remember what he wrote. No. Now that IndusFest isn't really a thing anymore, sad face.
Sad face.
When is probably the next time you guys will all get together?
Oh, God. Jeff's wedding.
There you go. I don't think that'll be it, but it would be nice.
I'm hoping it will be soon, sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Cause I miss that Canadian fucker a whole lot. So. But, yeah, I mean, I haven't even seen Jason since probably last holiday.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to him. I think they're coming down for Christmas, I would assume. So I really hope to see them then. It's been, your friends move away and
it's been well over a year since I've seen anybody.
Yeah. Friends move away and it's hard to keep track and, you know, I'm just, it's lucky that we do this podcast every week because this is the best way for us to keep in touch. So, you know.
Definitely. Hey, Jason A. Striker just followed us on Twitter. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, Jason.
For following Indus Questions.
Asshat.
And we made Indus Questions way before you left the first time. Fucking guy. Southern Coyote.
Hey, haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah. He says, MFK, Star Wars Edition. Princess Leia.
Okay.
Padme. Ooh. And old Leia, rumored for episode 7.
Oh.
This one's easy for me.
It's easy for me too.
Thing is, I could cheat right now because I've read all these and there's kind of a twist at the end, so I could totally cheat but I'm not going to.
Okay, so, marry Padme. Okay. Fuck young Leia, kill old Leia.
Okay. Pretty much mine, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to kill Padme.
What?
I'm cheating here. And you'll see why in a second. I will fuck Leia.
I'm not going to cheat. Fuck it, I'll cheat.
And I will marry old Leia.
Oh,
because I'm guessing she has money now.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well,
she's crazy.
She's a Jedi now, I would assume.
Yeah, she's gotta be, right?
Yeah, I would assume.
So she'll be old and shit, and she'll be able to fuck shit up. Okay, so next question. Star Wars Edition as well, but Star Wars Aliens Edition.
Okay.
Jar Jar Binks, Chewie, or Wicket?
Kill Chewie, marry... No, not kill Chewie, kill Jar Jar.
Kill Jar Jar? Fuck yeah,
we're all gonna kill Jar Jar.
Marry Chewie, cause he's loyal. And, fuck the other one.
You know what? I'd fuck Wicket. You can like throw him around and shit.
I'd have to agree with that assessment. Not Jeff's.
Oh, okay.
Brian's. Not necessarily Jeff's reasoning, but I would have to I would have to agree with Brian's assessment. Also, gotcha. Outside of being loyal, anybody fucks with you, he'll also kick his ass. So, you know, there's that.
Okay. Other one. Star Wars villains. The Emperor, Darth Vader, or Jabba the Hutt?
Oh, fuck Jabba the Hutt.
You're gonna what?
Fuck Jabba the Hutt. Yeah. He gave it to Leia. I know he got some. He knows how to do it right.
He'll treat you well. He's got a lot of shit. He's gonna take care of you. Just don't fuck with him.
He's gonna put a chain around your neck.
Think about the other two, though.
You know what? I'd probably, I would kill Vader. Cause that'd just be weird. I don't know.
He's whiny.
I'd marry the Emperor.
And kill, and.
No, I wouldn't fuck Jabba. See, Jabba you'd have to have for life or kill him. It's one or the other.
Yeah, I would kill Jabba, and then fuck Vader, marry Emperor.
Yeah, you know what? I'd switch Emperor and Vader, cause Vader, he shows he has some emotion at the end of Return of the Jedi. So I could marry him and be like, yeah, I could, you know, be like, he wouldn't be that much of an asshole, where I think the Emperor just would be a dick the entire time.
Probably, like, but he's gonna probably die soon.
That's true too. And how much money does he have? Are you gonna inherit that shit? That's...
He's the Emperor, dude. You inherit the fucking Empire.
That is true, but that'd be a miserable few years though. He'd be like, I wanna kill myself.
Suck it up, Jeff.
Okay, so, yeah, you know what? Yeah, marry the Emperor, fuck Vader, kill Jabba. Okay.
Cool.
So his last question. MFK. All the ones you just picked to be killed.
Who did I pick to be killed?
So I killed Padme.
You're an ass.
But I also killed Jar Jar and Darth Vader. So I'm gonna marry Padme. Cause you get to have sex with who you're marrying. So go for that. Fuck Jar Jar, just cause I think he's...
Yeah.
No, I gotta kill Jar Jar. Yeah. I have to kill Jar Jar. No, can't do it.
Imagine his voice in the sack, man? Jesus.
Yeah, and I'm fucking Vader. That's the way it is.
I would have to kill Jabba again.
Go. Having a good day.
And then, fuck Jar Jar, and then I would marry old Leia. That'd be fine.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
And see, the way it worked out, Jeff, you and I still both married old Leia and Padme. Yeah.
That's true, actually.
So it really didn't get you anywhere to cheat.
No.
Oh, man. What was mine? Oh, fuck. Still kill the Jar Jar, because I can't stand his voice. Mary...
Just
the Emperor.
Just put a gag on him, dude. Sorry. <Yeah. laughs>
I can't even remember what I picked anymore.
All right then, and that's all the end of questions.
All right, well, thank you very much. That one was interesting. Okay, so next we would do question of the week. I'm not sure what is lined up, and only one person who's going to be here next week is on right now. Because I will not be on the show. So Jeff you'll have to discuss with Glenn and Jason, what you want to do. And post that shit out on the Facebook.
Post it on the Retro and the Facebook. Yeah. For whoever is listening now, check out, if you're interested in the question of the week, check out the Facebook, group, just Interactive Distractions on Facebook, if you want to see what that is about. Because if Chris is going on vacation, so he probably won't be able to edit it in. So check there for it.
Yep. Once it's out there to answer the question of the week, you can send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail. That number is 706-760-4337.
Numbers.
You can follow us on, Twitter. We are Indus Podcast, and you can follow us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, Unistrike, and Indus Geoff.
G-E-O-F-F.
And Nabashin is G-O-F-F. At Nabashin187 or 18. Is that right?
Yes, 186.
186. Sorry, 186.
And at Indus Questions.
All one word, all lowercase.
Yes, and you can get us at Indus Questions as well. Check us out on Facebook, Google+, Steam, and Stitcher Marketplace. Search for Interactive Distractions, and you will find us. And, I would say come over to Retroids, but she's still having problems.
Yeah.
She'll be back soon. She'll be back soon. But, you can still go over there and interact with everybody on the shout box. So. That's a thing. But that's all I have. So do you guys have anything else before we wrap up and get out of here?
Nope.
Go check out the game trailers review for Batman if you have any questions, if you are on the fence.
Check out irrationalpassions.com.
Yes. And Nabashin, thank you very much for joining us, especially on such short notice.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Anytime. you know, I still listen to you guys, and I barely talked in this episode because I thought I was just listening to the show. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to talk in this. So that's kind of weird.
Did you think you were just listening to us at this point?
Pretty much.
That would be kind of weird.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Stitcher Marketplace, please leave us a review. Check out Irrational Passions, irrationalpassions.com. That's where Nabishin is. And we had another member of Irrational Passions on a few weeks ago, and that was Alex. So they have an entertaining show.
We're doing Extra Life next week.
That's right. Crap. Yeah.
Extra Life is this week.
We kind of fell off that horse this year. After. It's actually, it'll be, this show will be released.
When you listen
after.
To it, it'll be done.
Yeah, so unfortunately, we kind of fell off that horse this year. We just couldn't get things worked out. I really didn't have a way to get set up anywhere. So, you know, next year we will be back on the horse thing, I promise. So that's it. Cool. Well, so until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Nabishin.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.